Was recorded on the evening of March 26, 1971, at the Cross My God engagement.
Amen. Salaya. Chakshu militangena tasmai Sri Gurave Namo.
भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मैं ददा सतदा हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपीश गोपिता कांता राधा कांत नमस्ते सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी पतितानां वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनिष्ठानन्दा शिवाचार्य गो भक्तवे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your getting so much trouble and participating with us in this great moment of Krishna consciousness. Repeatedly placing before with all humbleness that this moment is very, very much essential, not only as a present moment, but also all the time, especially in this day, Kali Yuga, the age of disagreement and war. Kali Yuga means nobody agrees with anyone. Everyone has got his own opinion. However, contempt is made. And at that point, everyone is prepared to fight with one. That's what is called Kali Yuga. So, putting different theories, philosophical speculation, will not solve the problems of the world. Because not only giving details, but in all other areas also, there are different theories. Different features, that is the law of this material thing. Yet there is no oneness. The duality, this word is meant for duality. So, it is called Dvaita. Dvaita means duality. So, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, he said, Vaishya Bhakta Bhakta Bhakali Bhama. Hey, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita.
more than the idea of strong heart. This is good, this is bad, this is nice, this is not nice. They are simply mental changes. Because in this world, nothing is nice. Everything is bad. Because it is not eternal. Therefore, Sankaracharya to say, Jagat Mithya, Brahma to say, that's that. This is anything, the variety of this world, temporary. That is the right word. It is not Mithya. It is temporary fact. The Vaishnava philosopher says that this world is not form, but temporary. Anicca. Anicca samsara mahajanmani. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jaravidya called Mahavaibha. At all times of material time, is increasing the illusion of Maya. We are already illusion. And if you go on increasing the illusion more and more, then we become more and more entangled. That is the nature. And so long we are illusion, we shall push forward different glories, different glories. And different arguments. Therefore, Thakur says, Tattva Pratitya, simply by argument and reasoning, he cannot make any spiritual advance. Because you may say, good, I must say, Lagitya, putting forward nice arguments. But somebody may come who is better than you. You require all your loving and you can do it all wrong. That is mad heart thought. In fact, it is mad heart thought. So they are taught how to defeat the opponent. Therefore, the absolute truth, he cannot understand by argument, by material being. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Pantha Suruti Satavastra Samudra Samya Bayu Yathani Madhatu Omikundavara. So first is that Sarvata Dina Avishinthana State, Govindam Adhikrutam Savam Naya. Pantha Suruti Satavastra Samya. That's like in the material science, they are trying to go to the moon planet or other planets also by Saturn, standard of E in the Sputnik. They are only in Tibeta. Even to go to the moon planet, which is the nearest planet to the earth. And there are innumerable other planets. And the modern scientists calculate that the highest planet, if you want to go there, it will get the Sputnik 3, which is running a big hole man for us. In that case, if you go 40,000 of years, we can reach the highest planet in the system within this material world. But, so far, the kingdom of God, which is called Vaikuntha Loka, has not been caught now, and it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Parat dharma sithava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. That is Pranam Bhakti. There is He gave it to Father and Father of our Vita. The kingdom of God, where everything is permanent. Within this material world, everything is non-permanent, temporary. Anything you get, if you have got his creation, his faith for some time, he produces some byproduct, then it grows, and then it dwindles, and then it dies. Anything you get, that's why our body, it is produced at a certain time by combination of the stamina of fire and matter. And then, if it grows, it stays for some time, and it produces some byproduct, then becomes older and older, and then melts. This is called Bhagavata. Six kinds of changes are mentioned here. So, although it is temporary, we cannot say it is false. It is not false. That is the difference between Maya and philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. The Vaishnava philosophy says the temporary thing, our temporary, they know how to make the best use of a bad one. That is Vaishnava. Nibbande Krishna Sambande Yukta Vijnana Mutra. That is the direct side given by the Buddha. And the other side is prapunchitataya buddhya pari sammanu pastuna mubasuri pari tyaga pari guvairaga karta. So, pari guvairaga and yukta vairaga. Yukta Bhagavairagya means inferior renunciation or false renunciation. And Yukta Bhagavairagya means actual renunciation. What is the difference? Prapunchitataya vidya, the Mayavadi philosopher, they are giving us this word as false maya. Prabhupada people have a very common relationship. Just like sometimes we are criticized because we are using the advantages offered by the material man. Just like I am using the microphone. But people may criticize. If the world is false, the material world is false, then why should I get and hardly of this material drug. They stress that those who are spiritually, they should go to Himalaya, Jivina, everything material, and meditate in a solitary place, and explore our spirit. But Vaishnava philosophy does not seem like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prithivi is a half-figure of Madhavari. He does not recommend. Although you are a sunman, you are a renowned scholar of life. He gave us his family, beautiful wife, a very apostolic manner, very comfortable home, very trusty, too much trusty of his personality in his society. He gave us everything. Was in the prime of his youthful life, 24 years only. But he gave us everything. But although he renounced his material world, he is nervous and mindful of the conditioned soul. Therefore, he says, পৃথিবীতে আছে যত মহারাজ গ্রহ সর্বত্র প্রচার হয়েছে হরি অল ওভার গড এক মানে ডিরেকশন ডাউন কর দিয়া এই সংকীর্তন মুভমেন্ট টু দি স্প্রেড দ্যাট ইজ দ্য রেসপন্সিবিলিটি গিভ টু দ্য হিউম্যান সোসাইটি অফ ভারতবর্ষ রাজ্য বিকজ উই ফলোয়ার্স অফ দি ফুটস্টেপস অফ নর্থ বেঙ্গল বিগিনিং ফ্রম মুঘল হ্যান্ড উইথ সিমিলার ডাইরেকশন নির্বাণে কৃষ্ণ সম্বন্ধে যুক্ত বললাম প্রাপঞ্চিক মাইক্রোফোন ইজ বিং ইউজ ফর স্প্রেডিং কৃষ্ণ কনশিয়াসনেস সেই মাইক্রোফোন ক্যান বি ইউজ ফর সিং এ সিনেমা সং The microphone is not there, but as you use it for different purposes, it is bad or good. Similarly, this word, things will be accept for our maintenance of the soul, body and soul intellect. Therefore, Vishara means eating, sleeping, making and defending. That is because. Anasakta Vishaya. We should not be attached to the because. Just like eating. Everyone is eating. You are eating. I am also eating. So what is the difference between you and me? The difference is that we who are engaged in the service of the Lord, we are eating for maintaining the body, just to keep ourselves fit for body, for the Supreme Personality. Another person, he is also eating, he is eating to satisfy his palate, with the aim simply to make the body sound and soft. So, Nirmala Krishna Dharma, we should not give up anything. That is not Krishna consciousness. That is not advice. Our Lord Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita. He never cared for joy. That we give up this fighting and go to the Himalaya and sit down and have an easy and meditate. Never yet. We are following them. As Krishna says, as Krishna advises to Arjuna, Yuddhasvam Anarukma, so long you are in this material world, you have to fight. Because this material world is called avidya karma sangha anya tutya tatrinsa. This energy of the Supreme Personality of God, material energy, it is called avidya karma sangha. Here the position is, everyone is ignorant and he has to walk for his maintenance. In a small hand which requires a grain of sugar, he has to walk for it very hard. And the elephant who eats 100 pounds at a time, he has also to walk. And then this man, he has also to walk. And a very poor man, he has also to walk. That for this material energy is called avidya karma sangha anya. So, our Krishna consciousness will have to be that we have to work, but we should work for the best bargain. That is all. And that is taught in Bhagavad Gita. There are, according to Vedanta philosophy, there are five kinds of interest or thought. One just, what is that? God, first of all, to know what is God. Next, to understand what is Jiva or the Divinity. tell what is this material nature or what is that spiritual nature. Isha, Jiva, Prakriti, and then time. What is this time factor? Past, present, and future. And then there is karma, activity. These five things, primary principles of philosophical speculation or philosophical understanding, are very clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Isha, Jiva, Prakriti, Tala, and Hati. So, out of these five, Isha, the Lord, the Jiva, the living entity, the nature, Prakriti, and the time master, as well as they are eternal. They are not temporary. But the material energy is temporary. Actually, what is the difference between material energy and spiritual energy? The difference is material energy, the consciousness is different. And in spiritual energy, the consciousness is Krishna. That is the difference. Just like the sky is what? But when there is cloud, it is called clouded sky. The sky is the heaven. The clouded sky is not different from the original sky. But the cloud has come and has covered the sky. Not the sky. It is not the actual sky. The cloud has covered my eyes. The cloud cannot cover the sun. The sun is 1,400,000 bigger than the earth. The whole is cloud spreading over, say, 100 miles or 200 miles, can cover the sun. It is not possible. It covers the eyes of us. Who are we 120? So, as a cloudy sun is not different from the original sun, it is simply cloud. Simply, similarly, this material world is not different from the spiritual world, but it is simply covered. In ignorance, we forget the forgetfulness is compared with the cloud. That is better in simple Bengali language. Krishna Bhuja Ji Bhogavan Thakar Pasute Mayakari Dhrapadiya Bhav. As soon as we forget Krishna, because we are not only part and parcel of Krishna, there cannot be any separation. There cannot be any separation between us and Krishna, because we are eternally related. But a cloudy thing, which is called forgetfulness, that comes between us. We cannot see, we cannot understand Krishna. That is it. Naham prakasa sarvatra yogamaya samadrita. He finds the Bhagavad Gita. But I am not visible to everyone. Because Yoga Maya, so there is a packet between me and the material world, which is called Yoga Maya. So the Shikshanasrasya's moment, or devotional moment, is a process by which we can move that packet and we can see Krishna face. This is the process. So, Prapanchika, that was Rupa Goswami said, the process is Anasastasya Vishaya Yatharaham Bukhati. We should be unattached to the material necessities of life. It is not that we shall neglect this body, because the body is vehicle for our plans. We cannot neglect. Just as you take care of our car, lie on your car for business, go and run through the garden. So you have to keep it fit so that it can move very nicely. It can carry out your order. Similarly, there is no necessity of neglecting this one. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Yuktaha Viharasa Yoga Bhavati Siddhi. We do not say that you don't eat, but we say that you eat Krishna Pratham, Bhagavad Pratham. You satisfy your tongue. You do not starve. But you satisfy your tongue by the food that which is offered to people. That is all. We do not say that you don't sleep. As we say, yes, we sleep. But sleep as well as possible so that you keep your body clean. We do not say that you don't have sex life. But you have sex life. In this association, you find mighty powerful. Our there are many, we have some. So there is no sex that the woman and man should not meet. No. But we bring they to meet to the land for producing Krishna consciousness. We have seen the sample of one Krishna consciousness. It all is done, it all is done. He's always done in standing for him. So in this way, Krishna Bhagavad moment, he took his role, his money, everything. Therefore, that is called Saranagati. That's why Krishna said, Sarva Dharmam Paritajya, Mamekam Saranagati. That does not mean that he was told to Krishna, Hodjo. So Arjun did not give up his profession as a fighter. But he submitted to Krishna. He denied the fighting. He fought for Krishna. Not that he gave up fighting. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, you are the fighter boy. And at the end of the understanding of Bhagavad Gita, he remained a fighter and soldier. But his consciousness was changed. That is the difference. Similarly, the activities of this material world, to be claimed on, we do not say that the Maharaj level, the Brahma Sattva Bhagavan itself, according to the leader of Maharaj level, Sipat Mangalatra, he perfects and applies the meaning, claims one place to Kamina. They do not admit anyone as realized soul unless he has accepted Kanyam. But Vaishnava philosophy is not like that. Vaishnava philosophy is that you may remain in any condition of life, it doesn't matter, but you become Krishna conscious. That's all. Because I have covered by the ignorance, injected by the mana, I became as tyrant of duty and death of my country, tyrant of my society, tyrant of my body, if not as tyrant of my dog, of my back. So that is my duty. That's what is all the tyrant of Krishna. As I am thinking at present moment, I am to give us this fabulous advocacy or service you, and we have to travel our pain towards this law. That is what we are doing. We are the suffering, even the Sudhaus, he delayed to be our father. That is the reaction of his Buddha. That it doesn't matter in what condition of life you are now. You may be an Indian, you may be a European, you may be American, you may be Hindu, you may be Christian, you may be Mahayana. But you should see that you are the eternal servant of God. Krishna, which is the right terminology, what do you mean by God? That consciousness will change, and that consciousness will make my life, the human form of my life, perfect. Rupa Goswami is saying that anathasya jathanam pratibhujata nirvanve tattva. The same thing, the same thing that I have already said. That there is no restriction in accepting the bodily necessities of life. But you accept so much of it as it will help you to enhance in Krishna consciousness. Don't take less, don't take much. Accept properly. That is the law of nature. Nature does not allow you to get more or less. Just like salt. Salt is an ingredient. Which we want, very dirty, lovely, and it's a morsel of good stuff. But if you take more salt, it is quality good stuff. And if you get less, then it is not the case. So you have to get off. Simply it has not happened in the universe. Neither more, nor less. So how are many business to be? How to improve in Krishna consciousness? So perhaps we can request bodily necessities. That is recommended by the Buddha. Don't be attached. Don't take food, don't eat. It is all satisfying your talent. That is called self-centered. But you, just so, keep yourself clean. Just so, keep your body, keep power, giving trouble to the Lord. You can eat Krishna Pradhan. And so far, Krishna Pradhan is going back. It is not very bad, it is very good. We offer, of course, those who are followers of basic principles of life. They know how nice good stuff can be offered to Krishna. There are hundreds and thousands of varieties of food, nice grains also, there is nice milk also, there is sugar also, so you can prepare nice food from these ingredients, which are considered sakshi. Sakshi kaha? Fruit, grains, vegetables, sugar, rice, bread, they are considered as sakshi maha. So you can prepare Krishna also here. That patram pushpam param suryam dhumim abhyam vishnu. Krishna, he is the supreme law. He can eat everything. That's why we have evidence from his life. Sometimes he ate fire, blazing fire and fire. Theater. So he can eat everything because he is God. He has got the potency of accepting anything. That is his life. But when he demands from his devotee, he says, Patram Pushpam Param Suryam. So we have to satisfy our wish growth. Patram Pushpam means vegetables, fruits, grains, and so on, whatever means life. Have you purchased the program? Sometimes our portion in European countries that going to be found with him. But from whose come? That is also a devil. They are also vegetable. They are not life. Why do you ask us not to eat meat without their living here? The answer is that it is not a question of living here. Every living being has to eat another living being. That is the law of nature. Jiva jivasya jivanam. Those who have got hands, they are eating the handless of the animals. Those who have got legs, they are eating the legless. That's like the vegetable, that's the cow. Go, or other animals, they are eating grass. The grass is also a living entity, but it has no legs. It is being eaten now by another animal which has got legs. Similarly, we are also the kind of animal's hand. We are eating another animal which has no hand. Similarly, those who are gone, even in animal kingdom, our vegetable kingdom, so that God shall be in the restaurant. In this way, the whole world is mentioned by one animal is eating another animal, or one living entity is eating another animal. That is the law of nature. Jiva jiva to jiva. So you are not interfering with the right of the living entity. A kaya has got the right. So eat another animal. So we are not going to think about who died as the vegetarian or vegetarian. That is not our reason. Our reason is that we are inducing, we are entreating the requesting people that you get the proper example. That is our reason. To become vegetarian, a non-vegetarian, is not very big deal. We do not admit that vegetarians are very much fat and non-vegetarians are not fat. No, not fat. We say that everyone is in power who is not taking food stamps of our tradition. That is all. Anyone, that is stated by Krishna. Anyone who is eating Pusta offered to Jagra, to Vishnu, or Krishna, he is diminishing his volume of sinful love. And anyone who is cooking for himself, not for Krishna, that he simply became a lump of sinful life. It doesn't matter whether he is vegetarian or not. This is the blood of the Krishna. We have to eat what is offered to Krishna. If you simply work for Krishna, that is called karma yoga. One who is working simply for Krishna, he is karma yoga. We have a tendency to work. We have a tendency to nourish yourself by advancing that theory. That's nice. Go on. You don't forget. But do it for Krishna. Make Krishna center. That is the whole teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Manvana Bhagavan Bhakta Vajyayimana Namaste. You offer Purushchatana Madhapana. Just for us, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. Whatever you eat, just for us, it doesn't matter. Whatever you satisfy, whatever you give in charity, give and give. Purushchatana Madhapana. This is Krishna Pana. So, this is not a perfect moment. To educate people how to live in spiritual atmosphere. And then they will be themselves. Unless one is spiritual life, because that's where we are spiritual entity. Holy Mahavira, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is the whole spirit, and we are his part and parcel. Krishna is a machine, and there is a small screw, a part of the machine. The screw, although it has no handle, but because it is a part of the machine, big machine, if that screw is missing, you will have to function at any point. It has got that. The same screw, when it is without the machine, it has no handle. Because it is only a small particle of the machine. Similarly, when we are out of the atmosphere, we are out of Krishna atmosphere. There are many examples. Just like the fire and the spark of the fire, they are of the same quality. If the spark of the fire falls from the cloth, it will immediately burn. But the spark of the fire and the whole fire is different in quality. But in quality, the spark of the fire is as good as the fire. There are many examples to get an understand what is our relationship with Krishna and God. We are small. We are atomic small. And Krishna is unlimited in grace. That is the reason. Otherwise, so far quality is concerned, Krishna and us are the same. As the part and parcel of Krishna, if we leave always with Krishna, then we are in spirituality. If we always live in Krishna consciousness, that in spite of our living in this material world, we are called Jiva Mukta. Liberated is this material body. Jiva Mukta. We haven't got to die and say Jiva Mukta. Even in this life is Jiva Mukta. That is all the confirmation of the Lord. My Sabdai Sari Bhakti Yogi Madhya Sivai Sabunai Khaki Sajitana Brahma Bhujayana. He is already Brahma Bhujayana. Krishna says, anyone who is engaged in my devotional study, Sabdai Sari, will already be here 24 hours as we are teaching the Father and God. This person is men are engaging themselves 24 hours in Krishna's business. They are going to outside possibility and attainment. It may seem equal that another man has got to secure an attainment. And they are also gone securing an attainment. But they are gone for the earth. They are gone for Krishna. And others, they are gone for secondary. That is the reason. In this way, you can know your life in Krishna consciousness. 24 hours in this, in Krishna consciousness. And you live in Brahma Bhuta. You haven't got to try for becoming Brahma Bhuta. You have to realize Brahma separately. You are already in Brahma Bhuta. Savunar Samadhi Sarita Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Prasodati Sahama. These statements are in the Bhagavad Gita. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is God. What is God? What is nature of God? And who is God? And what is this being? That is living entity. Who is living entity? And what is our relation? These things are part of the Bhagavad Gita. We have to end up. The song is the thing that carries the heart. He says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matra bhavan sarvasave iti matya bhajanti ma buddha bhavasane. The Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Sarvasya means including all other devas, even Brahma, Lord Shiva, and even Vishnu. They are emanating from Krishna. We are gone in the baby's generation. আমাদের সাহায্য করে দিলেন তারা। কেবল অর্জুন আসতেছে পরব্রহ্ম পরম পরম Lord Shiva is 10% God. Lord Shiva is 84% God. Lord Brahma is 65%, 78% Of course, those who are studying the Vedic literature, especially the book named Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, given by Srila Guru Chan, which are translated into English, Nature of the World, or the Science of the World. So you have to learn from the Vedic literature. What is God? What are the living entities? What is their relationship? What is our ultimate goal of man? But everything is very nicely and concise form is better in the Bhagavad Gita. But we have to study Bhagavad Gita as it is and it is direct, not according to the physical parameters. Nothing should be studied. It is against the principle of Bhakti Yoga mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. As I told you yesterday, Krishna says, O Lord, Bhaktosi, pure Jesus, because you are my pure Lord, because you are my best, dear best, therefore I am speaking to you, Bhagavad Gita. It is very mysterious. Rahasam, Deva Uttama, and that mystery is very nice. So, in order to understand Bhagavad Gita, we have to learn it from the devotee. That is also not very difficult. It is not necessary that we have to find out a devotee. The devotee is already there, Arjuna. And if you simply follow the footsteps of Arjuna, if you simply try to understand Bhagavad Gita, as Arjuna understood, then you are standing up over the task in the view. That's not enough. So, as Arjuna said, that Parabrahma Param Dhana Padishyam Paramam Dhana. You are the Supreme Personality, Sāsatam Purusha. He is accepted Purusha. Purusha, the Supreme Lord. Purusha, the Bhokta, the Enjoyer. And the Parabrahma and Pavitra. Uncontaminated, so Mr. means uncontaminated by the material nature. Paramambha, and he is the rest of everything. Krishna also says, Parahatatavidam sarvam jarapambhattamotila matthani sarubhutani nahanatetu avastita. So, everything is there. Krishna says that I am afraid all over the world, all over the universe, abhaktamutila, in my impersonal form. But everything is resting upon me. But I am not there. This contradiction is that. How we satisfy, how we get together, we have to learn from a person who knows Krishna, not from others. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended one bride who went to see him by writing some books, and they are not in order. His secretary, Sarupananda Goswami, and disqualified that these books are not written in the right order. She was surprised. He was supposed to be a great scholar of Srimad Bhagavata. But Sarupananda Goswami nullified it, that he do not know it. Then he advised him, because that person was very submissive, he advised him that Bhagavata Paravya Bhagavata Sthana. Just try to understand Bhagavata from the person Bhagavata. Bhakti Bhagavata, there are two kinds of Bhagavata. One is good Bhagavata, and there is another Bhagavata who is Bhakti Bhagavata. Bhagavata means in relationship with Bhagavan. Those who have dedicated their life, one who has dedicated his life only for the service, for the service of the Lord, Bhagavan, he is called Bhagavata. So, as yet, if we want to learn some specific subject, we have to accept a proper authority or a bona fide teacher. Similarly, if we want to learn the science of God, we have to approach the person who knows the science. Not that a casual person takes one Bhagavad Gita and has his mind and goes on for some healthy effort. In that way, you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan, Krishna, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Kishara Bhagavutana Mirtesha Bhagavutati, he is situated in everyone's heart. So, as soon as you are actually a devotee, he is everyone's heart, but he is silent. But as soon as one is devotee, one is inclined to serve Krishna. At that time, he is seeing really. It does not mean intelligence. It is rather intelligence in a different way. Everyone, because we have seen. So everyone, because without thanking of Krishna, one cannot do anything. Therefore, one has to just thank him from Krishna for doing anything. So others, he gives thanks and all that he does. He becomes the inchi. Krishna does not care that you do it, because he must say that I must say Krishna is to thank. That is one thing. But there is another character, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That is concern for the devotee. Esam bhagavad-vistayam bhagavad-vistayam bhagavad-vistayam. Esam, for those who are 24 hours engaged in my service, bhagavad-vistayam, satapanni kare, that without any belief, simply it is suffice. Thinking everything it is suffice. He is seeing one's life, he is surprised, he is little girl. The other day we are walking in any life, and this little girl, actually she saw some flowers. Immediately she expressed her opinion that these flowers should be taken and led into gallery for Krishna. This is Krishna. She is being taught from the very beginning of her life how to become Krishna. It is not only that. It depends only on strength, even in this old age. And especially in this age, this method is very simple. Simply we have to agree that otherwise, Krishna consciousness is the simplest form of self-generation in heaven and heart in a simple life. So Krishna has a topic. That Krishna is sitting everyone's heart. And as soon as one is inclined to thank him, he is also ready to respond. Hey. He is on Bhagavad-vistayam Bhagavad-vistayam. One who is engaged 24 hours in his time, in Krishna's time. Bhagavad-vistayam. Not as a matter of routine. Of course, we have to behave as a matter of routine. But what is given up? There is love for him. That is called treaty. That guy is give you one to this. Our students, first of all, they are engaged as a matter of duty, as you were saying, Sabanam, Sisabanam, Vishnu, Maryam, Father, Devan, Asalam, this is love. But by worshipping the deity, he feels an attachment for service. That is not true. But Asakti, it is called Asakti. It is developed. It will begin. Krishna consciousness at your home. Then you will see an attachment there. are attachments of Krishna. Arupadhyaya. Sato sadhu karma. Arupadhyaya tade sadhu karma ava bhajanakriya. Sato anasana jitishya. Sato nikha. Sato rukhi. Sato sati. Sato bhava. Adhikana pari prima pradhu bhava. Bhavakama. These are the divine states. Now you are telling in this Krishna consciousness moment. This is called Shraddha. A little faith. And if you increase that faith, how it can be increased? By association with devotee. Adu Shraddha Padu Adu Sama. Adu, Adu Jini, devotee. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Opinion Sudra Kano Bhagavate Mahamananda. You do not find they are correct to the principle, it's still that sadhu. Because they are engaged themselves in this path. Sadhu is a mantra. Even though it's not in God, because they have both sides, they have sides, it is not. It's energy, they are lying in you. So, even if you find that, that this particular living entity is very much interested in me. Isham sadat guttanam sadatam vidhikurva dadami buddhi dhugampa. Immediately they said, from within, that you do like this, you do like that. What is that dictation? Jeramana mutgante. If that dictation is favorable for advancing towards Krishna, that in this regard is not favorable for enhancing towards hell, but that in this regard is favorable to enhance towards Krishna. Why does he say? Why does he do like that? That is his special seva. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Kirtanam yuvanukam pārtham aham ajñānarokam nākyāl ātta bhāva jñāna-dhīvena bhārtala. This is Krishna Jesus. There's quality, cooperation. As you advance, as you try to serve Krishna sincerely, Kevan Mukhi is you have, Swami was Guru. He cannot realize Krishna of God by mental preservation or by material advancement. We have to render service to Krishna, then Krishna will give, and he will give you riches and comfort. How we can make advances in the master of hell, a very successful life of human, a form of existence. Thank you.